Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们晚上好。
And this is the last session of this series of message about a fellowship of his suffering.
今天是我们交通于主的苦难这个题目一系列的最后一堂。
I'm really thankful that the Lord allowed us to finish the last two sessions.
我为了主许可我们在过去两堂把它讲完，我实在满心的感谢。
Alright, honestly with you, brothers and sisters, it was hard for me.
弟兄姊妹们，我要很诚实的告诉大家，这对我来讲是很不容易的。
And it's probably hard for you as well.
可能对弟兄姊妹也很难。
You know, I was late on this, and I have to have time to make it up.
因为我东西多，所以讲的长，没有讲完，又要找时间把它补上。
But I'm sure the Lord have already shown you that how important and how precious is His suffering.
但是我相信主已经启示给我们，让我们看见他为我们受苦是何等的重要。
And also throughout generations, as our brother mentioned.Throughout generations, these people, the witnesses, so many of them have shown us how do we get close to our Lord Jesus.
就像我们领诗的弟兄刚才所交通的，在历代以来有许多的人，他们怎样进入了这个苦难的交通。
And I think it was hard for our God to walk with people who don't know His suffering.
我想这对我们的神来讲是很难的。如果他要与那些不知道他心中痛苦的人同行
，and also for our Lord Jesus, it would be hard to walk with and fellowship with and with those who are not willing to suffer with Him.
同样的，对我们主耶稣基督而言，如果他要与那些不肯与他一同受苦的人同行，那是很难的事情。
And on the other hand,
但是另一面
，you know those who walk with Him.
那些与他同行的人
In the Old Testament time, the Lord called Abraham his friend.
就好像在旧约时代神称亚伯拉罕为他的朋友
And the New Testament time, the Lord Jesus is able to talk to those who would suffer with him.
在新约时代主耶稣能够向那些甘心与他一同受苦的人有交通
So this evening, the burden that the Lord put in my heartTo share with brothers and sisters, Apostle Paul has given us essentially a pathway to go from loving the Lord and ended up walking with him, ended up suffering with him, and ended up I'll let my brother finish.
今天晚上我要借着使徒保罗他的交通和他的经历向我们从他得着一条路我们怎么样能够与主一同受苦
Yeah, and let's just read a few scriptures.
让我们读几处的经文
And just a place, Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 17.
请我们翻到罗马书第八章14节到17节
For as many as are led,By the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕所受的乃是儿子的心因此我们呼叫Abba, Fu.
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together with Him.
圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。你既是儿女便是后嗣就是神的后嗣和基督同作后嗣如果我们和他一同受苦 也必和他一同得荣耀。
Yeah, now these few verses started with saying that if we are led by the Holy Spirit, then we are sons of God.
这几节的经文开头的时候说到，凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
And then verse 17, it says that we are heirs, not only sons of God, but also heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
在17节他说，既是儿女，不仅是长成的儿子，并且是后嗣，与基督一同做后嗣。
Now regarding this son and regarding this heir, it says, if we suffer with Christ, then we will be glorified with him.
关于做儿子和后嗣，他说，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Now let's read a few, two other places in the same chapter.
我们在同一章读另外两处的地方。
See, after Apostle Paul talks about sons, heirs, suffering, and glory.
当使徒保罗讲到儿子、后嗣、受苦与荣耀之后，
Then he actually showed us actually a pathway how to walk forward.
他就向我们指出了一条路，怎么样往前去。
And then at the end, what happened is this.That we are conformed to the image of Christ.
在这条路道走到终点的时候，就是我们被磨成了神儿子的形象。
Yeah, let's read that. This is Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
让我们读罗马书第八章二十九节。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So the wonder of this is, remember the Apostle Paul started by saying that if we are led by the Holy Spirit, then we are sons of God. He started by saying that.
这里面很稀奇的就是，保罗开头的时候先讲到被圣灵引导的就是他的儿子。
And then when you go through in between, you find at the end we are conformed to the image of God's Son.
然后我们经过中间的过程，到最后结局的时候，我们被磨成他儿子的形象。
So not only you have a position of being sons of God, but now you have a reality. We have the image of God's Son.
所以我们不仅仅是在地位上做了神的儿女，并且呢，到了结局的时候，我们在实际上，我们被磨成了神儿子的形象。
And another outcome of this thing is Romans chapter 8, verse 37.
在这件事的另外一个结果，就是在罗马书八章三十七节。
Yeah. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
So the first outcome is we are conformed to his image.
所以第一个结果乃是我们被磨成了他的形象。
So the second outcome is we become conquerors.
第二个结局呢，就是我们成了得胜者。
Yeah, more than overcome.
我们是得胜有余的人。
Yeah, the Chinese translation says 得胜有余 means more than conquer.
好，是比得胜者更多一点。
So it's wonderful. The Apostle Paul started saying that we are sons of God.
所以当主保罗开始的时候就讲到我们乃是神的众子的时候，这是一件非常稀奇的事情。
And then after a process, at the end, we are conformed to the image of his son.
但是经过了这过程以后呢，我们被磨成了他儿子的形象。
Not only that, then he become the firstborn of many brothers.
不仅如此，他就在众弟兄中间做了长子。
And the second outcome is we become conquerors, more than overcome.
第二个结果就是我们成为得胜有余的人。
So dear brothers and sisters, when you think about this, we thank God.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，当我们想到这事的时候，我们就不禁要感谢神。
One condition is we got to be willing to suffer with the Lord.
但是有一个条件，就是我们必须要甘心与主一同受苦。
And that's in verse 17.
这就是在第十七节里面说的。
So dear brothers and sisters, you know, if we are willing to be led by the word of God, if we are willing to be led by the Holy Spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是我们甘愿被神的话语，被圣灵所引导。
Now, not only we can be conformed to his image,Not only we can become a conqueror.
不仅我们要被磨成他的形象，也不仅我们要成为一个得胜者。
Now, if we keep living in that kind of condition,
如果我们一直活在这样的光景中
Dear brothers and sisters, you know what happened?
弟兄姊妹，会发生什么事呢？
One of these days, there are 144,000 standing with a lamb on the Mount Zion.
有一天，我们看见有144,000人与羔羊一同站在锡安山。
Brothers and sisters, you'll be there, I'll be there.
弟兄姊妹，你会在那里，我可能也在那里。
Yeah, and then there, you know, wherever the lamb goes, now we will walk with him.
羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都与他同行。
This talks about keep conquering, keep overcoming.
这个说到我们不仅得胜一次，而且我们一直在得胜。
And not only that, this 144,000, they are the firstborn, they are the first fruit of the Lord.
不仅如此，这144,000人乃是主在地上所得着的初熟的果子。
You know, the first fruit, when you think about it, the fruit come out from somewhere.
我们试想一想，这果子呢，必须从什么地方长出来的。
Now, after all this, you know, we know that the fruit comes out from the life of Christ.
我们知道经过这些呢，这些的果子是从基督里面长出来的。
And then they become the first fruit. That means this fruit not only is from there, but also is very healthy.
我们看见这些果子出熟的，不仅长出来了，而且是非常健康的。
And full of blessing.
是满了祝福的。
Full of the image of Christ.
他们满了基督的形象。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
as far as I'm concerned,
就我而言，
you know, as our brother said, we don't know what's the final prize.
我们像我们弟兄说的，我们不知道那最后的奖赏是什么。
But I do know one thing.
但是我确定知道一件事。
And I'll be very, very happy with it.
我们每一个人都会为那个奖赏非常的喜乐。
And that day, you will be among the 144,000.
在那一天，你我都在这144,000人的行列里。
The lamb will be pleased.
羔羊他喜悦。
And you will be so overjoyed.
而我们会满了喜悦。
And the wonder is, you don't have to wait until that day.
而所稀奇的不是我们要等到那一天。
And every day, you know, when we see what the wonderful heart of the Lord for us.
我们每一天的生活，我们看见主向着我们的心是何等的美好。
Yeah, and then that's the wonder of what the Lord has promised us.
这是主向我们应许里面最美好的事。
Now, if we are willing to suffer with him.
若是我们愿意与他一同受苦。
Now, last night, when we talk about these, John and Peter and Paul, they actually fellowship with the Lord's suffering.
去年昨天晚上我们交通到约翰彼得他们怎样与主一同受苦。
Yeah, I just want to use maybe 5 minutes to talk about Paul.
我大概只用了不到5分钟来讲到保罗。
Yeah, you know, Apostle Paul, you know, his suffering with Christ Jesus.
我们知道使徒保罗他是与基督一同受苦的人。
You know,Apostle Paul, when he was Saul, he persecuted the name of the Lord,
使徒保罗,
the name of Jesus.
使徒保罗在没有信主以前，他是逼迫教会、逼迫主的扫罗。
And he persecuted the name of Jesus.
他逼迫奉主的名的人。
Yes, and he persecuted Stephen.
他也逼迫了斯提凡。
And he persecuted those by they are called away.
他逼迫那些被称作走在这条路上的人。
So last time when we were talking about the church suffer, Christ suffer. One of the persons that make them suffer was Paul.
昨天晚上我们讲到基督受苦，教会也受苦。那使基督和教会受苦的其中一个人，他的名字叫做扫罗。
Yeah, but then you know he when Saul became Paul, he never forgot that.
但是当扫罗改名叫做保罗之后呢，他从来不敢忘记这件事情。
He never forgot he persecuted the name of Jesus.
他从来没有忘记过他曾经逼迫过主的名。
He never forgot.That he persecuted the church.
他从来没有忘记过他逼迫过教会。
Years later, when he wrote his letter to Timothy.
许多年之后他写他的书信给提摩太。
In 1 Timothy.
在提摩太前书里面。
And he said this, he says, in me, the first sinner, Jesus Christ might display the whole long suffering.
他说我是罪人中的罪魁，但是耶稣基督呢，却在我这罪魁身上证明他一切的忍耐。
As an example to those who would believe in him.
使我作为一个标本，让那些将来要信他的人。
So Apostle Paul, for these many years, you know, 20, 30 years, he never forgot that he persecuted Christ, he persecuted the church.
所以在保罗信主之后的二三十年中间，他从来没有忘记他逼迫过主，逼迫过教会。
You know, you remember one thing when he wrote the First Corinthians chapter 13.
我们记得当他写哥林多前书十三章的时候。
You know, that's about love.
他讲到爱。
And he says, the love suffers long.
他说爱是很久忍耐。
Is love, bears all things, believe all things, and finally endure all things.
他说到这个爱，凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
And I oftentimes think, what was he talking about?
我常常想，这里他在到底在讲什么？
Because men in the world normally think that's not possible.
在这种情况之下，世上的人正常的想都是不可能的。
Even we Christians,
即便我们基督徒也认为不可能。
How can you bear all things?
你怎么可能凡事都包容呢？
How can you believe all things?
你怎么可能什么事你都相信呢？
Well, how can you hope all things?
怎么可能你凡事都盼望呢？
But brothers and sisters, this is exactly how the Church of God treated Saul.
弟兄姊妹们，当扫罗逼迫教会的时候，教会就是这样子来对待扫罗的。
So I thank the Lord.
我感谢神。
Those who suffer with the Lord, the people like Paul would never forget.
那些与主一同受苦的人，像保罗这样曾经逼迫过的人，逼迫过的，保罗他永远不会忘记。
And then so when Paul wrote to the Colossians.
所以保罗写信给哥罗西教会的时候。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 24.
在哥罗西书第一章第24节。
He says, I feel in my flesh what is behind the suffering of Christ for the body, the church.
他说我在肉身中为着教会补满基督患难的缺欠。
You know, on the surface, you think that there is something lacking in Christ's suffering.
在表面上看，我们认为好像他说呢，基督的苦楚还有一些不足的地方。
But I think what he really meant is that is this, the church ought to suffer with Christ.
但是我认为他真正的意思呢是说，教会要与基督一同受苦。
But we as his church, we did not suffer with Christ.
但是我们作为主的教会，我们却没有与基督一同受苦。
You know, the Lord's purpose, oftentimes we neglect.
主的旨意，我们常常把它忽略了。
And the Lord's leading, we sometimes feel it's too hard.
主的引导，我们常常觉得太难了。
So Apostle Paul is saying,That I want to fill up what church is lacking in following the suffering of Christ.
所以保罗看见的这件事，教会不愿意与主受苦，所以我来为着教会补足基督患难的缺欠。
So when you think about this thinking of Apostle Paul actually is very much in the letter of to the Colossians.
若是我们从这个角度来看呢，我们在整个哥罗西书里面看见保罗充满了这样的感觉。
You know, very, very soon in the, book Colossians, Apostle Paul says things like, you know, the hope of the Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我们看见他接下来在哥罗西书里面他讲到基督在你们里面是荣耀的盼望。
I think that's because Apostle Paul noticed that we got to suffer with Christ.
我想那可能是因为使徒保罗知道我们必须要与基督一同受苦。
So if we want, if we are willing to suffer with Christ, then the hope of glory is in us.
如果我们甘愿与基督一同受苦，那么这荣耀的盼望在我们就在我们里面出现。
A few, the third chapter.
在第三章。
He said that we have died.
他说我们已经死了。
You know, our life is living with Christ, is in Christ.
我们的生命现在是藏在基督里。
Now when Christ comes.
当基督来的时候。
Now we will appear with him in glory.
我们要与他一同显现在荣耀中。
Brothers and sisters, you see, you know, how Apostle Paul saw the glory of God is something we can actually take part in.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见使徒保罗在这里啊，讲到神的荣耀是我们可以有份的。
And a key factor is that,
那个,
of that is that we fellowship in God's, in Christ's suffering.
而其中的关键的因素乃在于我们是否交通于他的苦难。
Yeah, and the other place Apostle Paul emphasized this is in Galatians chapter 4:19.
另外一处就是在哥罗西书四章第十九节。
Galatians.
加拉太书四章十九节。
Yeah, there he says, I again travail in birth until Christ is formed in you.
使徒保罗说，我为你们再受生产之苦，直到基督在你们里面成形。
So in this sentence, there are two things. One is to suffer. I mean, to have to the birth pain.
在这句话里面两件事情，第一件事情就是受那个生产之苦。
And the other thing is Christ is formed.
第二件事情就是基督成形了。
And Christ is formed not just in you and just in me. Christ form is in the church.
基督不仅成形在你里面或者成形在我里面，乃是在教会中成形了。
Now, he really has something real in mind.
在他的心中这是一个非常真实的事情。
In chapter 5, he talks about this, the fruit of the Spirit.
到第五章他就讲到圣灵所结的果子。
You know, we know that the fruit of the Spirit doesn't mean the fruit Spirit comes out from the Holy Spirit.
不是说到这个这些果子都从圣灵出来的。
It actually means the Holy Spirit makes the fruit come out the life of Christ.
实际上乃是说圣灵呢使得这些果子呢从基督的生命中表现出来。
So when you look at the specific of this.
所以我们专注的来看。
Yeah, it's the love, peace, joy.
讲到是爱是喜乐和平。
Yeah, and the patience, the kindness, the goodness.
忍耐恩慈良善。
And the faithfulness, and the tenderness, and the self-control.
信实温柔节制。
So brothers and sisters, when you look at these characters, 9 of them.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们看见这九种的性格。
These 9 characters are actually the characters of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些性格实际上就是主耶稣基督的性格。
So in the mind of Apostle Paul.
所以在保罗的意念中。
You know, I labor in birth pain again.
我再受生产之苦。
That Christ can be formed in us.
好叫基督能够成形在我们里面。
And one chapter later, he actually says, you know, we are going to have these characters, 9 characters, Christ formed in you.
然后到了第五章里面他就讲到这九种基督的性格在我们里面成形了。
So dear brothers and sisters, when you look at these 9 characters, actually, if any of our brother, any of our sister, when you see just one of them, one of those characters showing up, you thank the Lord for that.
弟兄姊妹们试想想，若是在弟兄姊妹中间任何一个人显出了 这九种的一种性格，那是多么的美好。
a young brother who will always have some trouble, worry about this, worry about that. One day he comes in, the full of joy.
有一个年轻的弟兄啊，他总是对许多事情都有忧虑，但有一天他来的时候满了喜乐。
And then you say, I thank the Lord. I see the glory of the Lord on his face.
你看见他的脸，你就感谢神，说我看见了神的荣耀。
So for Apostle Paul, the suffer that will bring glory is so real.
所以保罗讲到他与基督一同受苦而得着的那个荣耀是非常的具体的实际的。
And then the scope is not just one single person, it's the whole church.
而他的范围不是只在一个人身上，而是整个教会。
So all brothers and sisters.
所以是所有的弟兄姊妹。
Now I want to come back to what I want to share today.
然后我现在来到今天晚上要交通的。
Sorry, I want to see a few graph again.
好，我要再用几个投影片。
Yeah, can we have that? Okay. Now, this view graph is this. You know, when Lord Jesus was on earth, and, he,Finally, he said something about the cross and something about the grain of wheat.
这一张图表讲到我们主耶稣在地上最后一段时间，他讲到一粒麦子，结出许多籽，还有讲到十字架。
The cross is Matthew chapter 16 when he talks about the church.
他讲到在马太福音16章讲到十字架。
And then when a grain of wheat is finally the day, almost the day before he was crucified.
在他要钉十字架的前一天呢，他讲到一粒麦子。
So this is in his heart.
这个是在主的心中的。
He want his people to walk the way of the cross.
他盼望属他的人来走十字架的道路。
Yeah, the emphasis of the way of the cross is to deny self.
我们强调十字架的道路乃是在舍己。
But the emphasis of one, a grain of wheat is the emphasis is actually the purpose of God.
这一粒麦子中间所着重的乃是讲到神的目的。
Yes, because Lord Jesus says, wherever I am, that's where my servant shall be.
因为主耶稣说到我在哪里服侍我的人也要在哪里。
So the cross, the emphasis is to deny self.
所以十字架所着重的在舍己。
And the emphasis of a grain of a wheat, and also on where I am, that's where my servant shall be. Talks about tomorrow. Talks about to follow the Lord. Talks about to suffer with him.
是一粒麦子所着重的，就是主耶稣讲到，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里，是着重于将来讲到侍奉。
Yeah. And also to suffer with him.
并且与他一同受苦。
And, you know, Apostle Paul, I think he knew everything that the Lord Jesus said.
我相信使徒保罗呢，他对于主耶稣所说的每一句话他都明白。
Remember when he disappeared in the desert for 3 years, but right after that, I believe, right after that, he come back to talk to all these apostles, trying to verify.That he didn't go the wrong way.
我们知道他到了阿拉伯的旷野三年之久，他回来之后，他和使徒们交通，想盼望的印证他没有走错路。
So I think he knew everything that Lord Jesus said.
我认为呢，他明白，而且他知道主所说的每一件事。
And he knew it from these brothers.
他从这些弟兄们口中知道了。
Dear brothers and sisters, I really thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我实在感谢主。
Apostle Paul was a humble person.
使徒保罗是一个谦卑的人。
But anyway, I think he must have got this. I mean, the Lord's emphasis on the cross.
我想呢，不管怎样，他讲到十字架，主耶稣强调十字架的时候。
And also the Lord Jesus.Emphasize on the grain of wheat.
并且主耶稣强调那一粒麦子的时候。
So when he wrote Romans.
所以当他写罗马书。
So This chart is basically from Romans 5 to Romans 8.
这个图表实际上是从罗马书第五章一直到第八章。
Now, of course, Apostle Paul talked about many things, but this is the line that talks about his suffering.
当然使徒保罗还讲到 许多其他的事情，但是这一条线呢是看见使徒保罗讲到主耶稣的受苦。
Yeah, and then you see that, that Apostle Paul, very wonderfully gave us a pathway to experience this.
从这个图表我们看见了使徒保罗给我们看见一条通往荣耀的道路。
The, Roman chapter 5, Apostle Paul says that, we rejoice in suffering.
在罗马书第五章里面说在患难中欢喜。
Yeah, he said we should rejoice and actually rejoice even in suffering.
他说我们要喜乐在患难中也要尝试欢欢喜喜的。
Right. Brothers and sisters, that point, Apostle Paul is talking to basically young Christians.
在那个点
Christians which are just saved.
在那一个点上面保罗的对象乃是刚刚蒙恩得救年在属灵上年幼的基督徒。
Yeah, they were just been justified by faith.
他们刚刚得着了因信称义。
And then Apostle Paul says, you know, you will rejoice, you'll rejoice even in tribulation.
然后保罗就告诉他们说你们要喜乐并且在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Because if you, in tribulation, you learn patience.
因为患难我们学忍耐。
And if you are patient, you have hope.
忍耐生老练。
And if you have experience, you have hope.
老练生盼望。
And you have hope, you will not be disappointed.
盼望我们就不至于羞耻。
Why? Because,
为什么?
Because Holy Spirit has poured out in our heart the love of Christ.
因为圣灵要把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So, dear brothers and sisters, even when we just start to be saved.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹即便我们才刚刚得救。
The Holy Spirit pours out the love of God in our heart.
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So even when we are just saved.
即便我们刚刚得救。
Now even at that point, when we have tribulation, we can have joy inside.
若是我们刚得救就遇见了患难但是我们仍然能够喜乐。
Because Holy Spirit has poured out in our heart the love of God.
因为圣灵在我们心中浇灌了神的爱。
So dear brothers and sisters, when we are a young Christian,
所以弟兄姊妹们当我们还是一个年幼的基督徒
and when we see younger brothers and sisters,
或者我们看见我们中间年轻的弟兄姊妹
and don't think that they cannot stand suffering.
不要认为他们就受不住患难。
Because the love of because the Holy Spirit has poured out the love of God in their hearts.
因为圣灵要把神的爱浇灌在他们心里。
They, when they suffer for the Lord, they will experience something which you have never experienced before.
当他们为着主而受苦的时候，他们要经历他们从来没有经历过的事。
Which is the love of God poured out in their heart.
那就是神的爱浇灌在他们心里面。
And then when we go on to Romans chapter 6 and 7.
然后我们往前看罗马书第六章第七章。
Our brother Dana already mentioned that in the morning.
今天早上我们 Dana 弟兄已经提到这些事。
You know,So Romans chapter 6 is wonderful.
罗马书第六章非常的奇妙。
It says we got to commit ourselves.
他说我们要把自己交出来。
Yeah, we die with Christ, we bury with Christ, we raise with Christ.
我们与基督同死，我们与基督同埋葬，我们与基督一同复活。
And then we'll be walking in the newness of life.
然后我们就行走在新生命的样式中。
Dear brothers and sisters, not only the older Christians experience that, the young Christians experience that.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅是多年蒙恩的基督徒才能经历的，而是一得救的年轻的基督徒就可以经历。
Walk in the newness of life.
行走在新生命的样式里。
The point is, you gotta commit yourself to the Lord.
但是那个要点呢，在我们是不是向主认真
？To die with Him, to be buried with Him, and be raised with Him.
我们愿意与他同死同埋，与他一同复活。
Coming to chapter 7.
我们来到第七章。
We realize how horrible this flesh is.
我们才开始看见了， 这一个肉体多可怕。
This is what Apostle Paul was saying.
这就是使徒保罗说的。
I sometimes thank the Lord.
有的时候我感谢主。
I think Apostle Paul, not only he received so much revelation.
我想使徒保罗不仅得着了许多的启示。
But he know by his own experience.
而且他对这些话语他用自己的经历去认识。
How important it is to actually have a life with the Lord.
我们里面与基督一同有那个生命是何等的重要。
Now, when we read, how do we realize that our flesh is horrible?
我们怎么会领会看见自己的肉体是可怕的呢?
Because after we know the Lord, we know that there's nothing good in my flesh.
当我开始认识主以后，我开始认识在我的肉体中一无良善。
And this body is the body of death.
这一个身体乃是一个取死的身体。
And this is chapter 7.
这是罗马书第七章。
And then coming to chapter 8.
然后来到第八章。
Very beginning of that.
在一开头的时候。
The law of spirit of life has set me free from the law of death.
他说因为生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放我，从罪和死的律中释放了我。
And then Apostle Paul started to tell us about the Holy Spirit.
然后使徒保罗告诉我们关于圣灵的事情。
Yeah, then our flesh is enmity against God, is enemy against God.
我们的肉体是神的仇敌，是与圣灵作对的。
Yeah, but thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes.
但是感谢主，圣灵来了。
And then Apostle Paul says, what is the Holy Spirit?
使徒保罗说什么是圣灵?
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵乃是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
圣灵乃是基督的灵。
The Holy Spirit is not just a feeling. It is not a feeling.
圣灵不仅仅也不只是一个感觉而已。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
圣灵乃是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ.
圣灵乃是基督的灵。
This is chapter 8 verse 9.
这是罗马书八章九节说的。
Just in one verse,
就在那一节里面。
It tells us who Holy Spirit is.
那你告诉我们圣灵是谁。
But thank the Lord.
感谢神。
Then we come to Romans 8, chapter, verse 14 to 17.
然后我们就来到了罗马书八章十四节到十七节。
So, Paul says, what is an adoption? I mean, what is adopted son of God?
使徒保罗在这里告诉我们什么是做儿子，是神的儿子。
Yeah. It is, if we are led by the Holy Spirit.
若是我们愿意接受圣灵的引导。
Brothers and sisters, this is a serious statement.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很严肃的陈述。
Yeah. We are led by the Holy Spirit.
若是我们被圣灵引导。
Dear brothers and sisters, all of us know that we are weak.
我们都知道自己的软弱。
We know that, 24 hours a day, and there are things in the morning, there's some difficulties in the afternoon, sometimes I don't feel I'm led by the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们一天24小时，早上我们就有很多的事情，到了下午又发生很多的难处，我们常常不感觉到圣灵在引导我。
But being led by the Holy Spirit in reality means this.
但是在实际中我们被圣灵引导的光景乃是这样。
When the Holy Spirit tried to tell me something,
当圣灵要向我们说话的时候，
my ear immediately turned to him.
我的耳朵立刻就转向他。
And my heart immediately turned to him.
我的心立刻就转向他。
And I immediately tell him, I'm sorry.
我立刻就向他说对不起。
And this is, when we understand his leading, we follow up.
我们明白了这是他的引导，我们就跟随。
Then Apostle Paul says,
那么保罗就说，
Then you are adoption, you are son of God.
那么你就有儿子名分的时期，你这真是做儿子了。
So then, dear brothers and sisters, this is not just a trivial statement. The being accepted as son of God is not a trivial statement.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一个平平常常的一个陈述或宣告，这是一件不得了的事情。
It's very weighty.
它是非常有分量的。
It has effect.
它有一个果效，有一个影响力。
So, Apostle Paul immediately After he talks about son, he immediately talks about heirs.
当使徒保罗讲到做儿子之后，他立刻就讲到成为后嗣。
Now, being heir, there is another word for it called inheritor.
做后嗣有另外一个字就是承受产业的。
I gotta inherit.
我们要来承受产业。
You inherit from God.
从神那里来领受产业。
So inherit everything that God wants to give me.
就我能够承受神要给我的一切。
Connected with that is responsibility.
并且随之而来的乃是一个责任。
If we are not willing to take responsibility of the Father, then we are not an inheritor of this inheritance.
如果我们不愿意从父那里接受托付和责任，那么我们就没有产业。
So when we talk about yesterday when we mentioned this Judah,
所以昨天晚上我们谈到犹大的事情。
When we talk about David,
我们讲到大卫。
And when we talk about Moses,
我们讲到摩西。
Every single one of them,
他们每一个人。
They have a sense of responsibility.
他们都有一个责任感。
This is what God has entrusted to me.
这是神交托给我的。
And this is the thing I have to be faithful.
在这件事情上我必须忠心。
This is the most important thing in my life.
这是我人生中最重要的事情。
That's what an inheritor means.
那个叫做承受产业的。
So when Apostle Paul talk about son, and then of course he talk about children, but he actually meant son, I believe.
好，我想使徒保罗讲了儿子，然后他又讲到做儿女，我相信那个儿女是指着长成的儿女。
Yeah, because right, he immediately talks about inheritor.
他因为呢，他立刻就讲到了后嗣。
So when he talks about inheritor,
他讲到后嗣有讲什么事情呢？
And he immediately talk about suffering with Christ.
他立刻就讲到与基督一同受苦。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
That means in order to inherit the purpose of God, in order to be responsible, then you have to see that Christ is the one that suffer.
他的意义呢是，若是我们要做承受产业的。做神的后嗣，那么我们就必须看见了基督他受苦。
And I have to be willing to suffer with him.
而且我甘愿与他一同受苦。
So to suffer with him is related to being an inheritor.
所以呢，与他一同受苦是和做后嗣是相连的。
And to suffer with him is related to being his son.
而与他一同受苦和做他的儿子是相连的。
And these are the people that we mentioned, I mean, they are examples of those.
这就是我昨天提到这些人物，他们是这个事情的榜样。
And then finally he said, if you suffer with the Lord, you'll be glorified with him.
然后他接下来说，若是我们与基督一同受苦，我们就要与他一同得荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you a story, an example of Brother Stephen Kong.
弟兄姊妹们，我要和弟兄姊妹讲到江弟兄的一个故事。
The first time we at in LA, we hosted the West Coast Christian Conference.
在 LA, 洛杉矶，我们第一次承担西岸追求聚会的时候。
I think my wife told me that's 1989. He said 1990. Well, I'll go with my brother. 1990. Okay. You know what happened? That year is at Long Beach.
那一年是在长滩。
Very hot.
非常热。
And the dormitory that we have,At that time, they had no air condition.
那一次我们住的宿舍里面是没有冷气的。
By the way, later when it was held in LA, we had a nicer place called Biola.
后来呢，我们在洛杉矶办的时候都在更好的地方，就是在 Biola.
But that year in Long Beach, I mean, it's a hot day, and then also the dorm has no air con.
那一年在长滩呢，非常的热，而且没有冷气。
So Brother Kong came.
所以江弟兄来了。
A brother and I, we greeted him at the door of the, I mean, brought him to the dormitory.
我去迎接他，然后带他到了宿舍。
And then, so we brought his luggage and everything into that room that we kind of assigned to him.
好，我们带他到为他安排指定的房间。
So my brother and I, when we brought his thing in.
好，我跟我们弟兄一同带着这些东西进来的时候。
And that room is facing the west.
那一个房间呢
the west,
是朝西晒的房间。
Is when we walk in, it's already very hot.
我们走进去里面非常热。
We said, horrible now.
好，我们说这个真是可怕。
What can we do?
我们该怎么办
？So we just told Brother Kong. We said, Brother Kong, look, this room is too hot.
我跟将军说，将军啊，这个房间太热了。
So we'll bring you to a different place.
我们要带你去另外一个地方。
And Brother Kong says, well, whatever your brothers assign to me, that's it.
将军就对我说，弟兄们给我安排的就是 就是我的房间。
We started to beg him.
所以我们就开始谢谢他。
You know, we thought we beg him.
哦，我们求他。
And we.Kind of feel that, you know, brother, you are more than 80 years old.
那个时候他已经过了80岁了。
And the brother, you have to speak.
啊，弟兄，你还要做讲员。
And this room is so hot.
这个房间这么热。
It's facing the west.
而且朝西。
So we explained to him.
我们就解释给他听。
He wouldn't listen.
他根本不听。
And then we started to do something necessary.
那么我们就做一些必要的措施。
So we took his luggage and walk out.
所以我们就拿起他的行李走出去。
He said, "You stop."
他说，请你停下来。
And we said, "Brother, this room is so hot."
我们跟他说，弟兄，这个房间太热了。
So you have to change your room.
我们应该要帮你换一个房间。
What he said?
他说什么呢
？Submit.
他说你要服下来。
Princess, I never heard Brother Kong said submit.
我从来没有听过将军要我服下来。
And I never heard him being so.Mad at me.
我从来没有感觉他对我是这么生气的。
So that time he stayed in that room.
所以那整个聚会他就是住那一个房间。
So brothers and sisters, I never forgot that.
我永远不会忘记。
Brother Kong was nice to me most of the time.
他对我呢，其实每次都一直都是很好。
I would say all the time.
All the time, yeah.
But that time.He did not allow me.
但是那一次他不许可我。
And he said, submit.
他告诉我说你要听话。
So, you know, our brother, he considered the purpose of God. He considered brothers and sisters. He considered the welfare of brothers and sisters more than his own.
从这些小事上面我们看见在我们弟兄身上他认为神和神的旨意神的百姓比他自己更重要。
So 3 days and 4 days of burning heart to him is willing to suffer with the Lord.
那四天在那个灼热的天气里面他愿意与主一同受苦。
I believe that year, the message, the topic was the eternal purpose of God.
That's right.那一年的信息是讲到神永远的旨意。
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, nobody ever said that Brother Stephen didn't speak well that day.
在那一年没有一个人说这一次将军讲得不好。
Everybody remember what he said.
每一个人都记得他说的什么。
I think the glory of the Lord is with the meeting.
我想在那个聚会中神的荣耀显在其中。
So I'll just give brothers and sisters this example.
我用这个给弟兄姊妹一个例子。
He, our brother, of course he never will put it that way, but he's willing to suffer with the Lord.
当然，我们的弟兄他不知道会被这样安排，但是他愿意与主一同受苦。
Yeah, and then he considered the welfare to brothers and sisters, the way the brothers and sisters make the arrangement, he considered that more important than his own.
他感觉弟兄姊妹的益处远超过他自己舒服一点。
And finally, those 4 days when we met, the message that he delivered, the eternal purpose of God is such a glory.
最终那一年他所交通的讲到神永远的旨意带进何等样的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is our brother Stephen.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的江弟兄。
But oftentimes I think about the younger brothers and sisters in our midst.
但是许多时候我们想到在我们中间的年轻弟兄姊妹。
I kind of seeing the same thing.
我也好像看见同样的事。
I can close my eyes and remember a younger brother who was, you know, when we were trying to pave the sidewalk and in our building.
我记得在我们中间呢，当我们要铺我们的那个行人道的时候。
And there's a younger brother, he's so happily, so willfully, and do most of the work.
我们中间的年轻人他们高高兴兴的来做了大部分的工作。
Now, especially there is a particular brother.
特别有一个弟兄。
He worked so hard.
他是那么认真的工作。
He's not a bit of complaint.
一点都没有埋怨。
And over time.
而且是超时的工作。
And I'm sorry, I mean over time when years go by.
经过一段时间以后。
He grew up.
他成长了。
And to serve in the house of God is his pleasure.
在神的家中服侍是我们的喜乐。
And every time when I think about it, my heart is full of joy.
每一次我想到这里，我心中就充满了喜乐。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
To suffer for the Lord, or suffer with Christ is actually open the door to our blessing.
与为主受苦，与主一同受苦，实际上是我们的福分。
I have also seen younger sisters, you know, there are difficulties in their own life.
我也看见有一些年轻的姊妹在他们的生活中有困难。
It's very hard to overcome.
很不容易胜过。
But then by the grace of the Lord,They came over that.
借着主的恩典，他们过来了。
And then after that, you'll find that they were so happily serving the house of God.
在那之后，我们看见他们在神的家中那么喜乐的服侍。
So dear brothers and sisters, to suffer with the Lord is a blessing.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹，与主一同受苦，实际上是一个祝福。
Not only blessing to yourself.
不仅对你自己是个祝福
but a blessing to brothers and sisters.
而且是对弟兄姊妹更是个祝福
and the glory of the Lord shine.
神的主的荣耀就照射出来
because of this.
因此
yeah. So and then after the Lord Apostle Paul talk about the sons, the heirs, the sufferings and glory. After he talks about it,
当使徒保罗讲到儿子后世受苦和荣耀的之后
Then he brings us into a wonderful discussion.
他带我们进入一个很奇妙的讨论中
See, right up after this, he's saying that, you know, our suffering right now, cannot be compared with the glory that will be shining in the future.
他说我们今天所受的苦楚不能与将来要显现出来的荣耀相比。
So the first thing he said is there are three, groanings.
他在这里讲到呢，我们在仿佛听见三个叹息。
Yeah, the groaning of the whole creation.
他听见万物都在那里叹息。
And the groaning of us.
我们自己里面有叹息。
And the groaning of the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵的叹息。
You know, when I first read these things, it sounded talking about three different things.
当我第一次读这里时，好像是讲到三个不同的事情。
And later, gradually, I realized that these three things are actually the one thing.
但是之后呢，我逐渐的感觉这三件是呢，其实是一。
Because Apostle Paul encouraged us to be sons.
因为使徒保罗劝勉鼓励我们要做儿子。
To be heirs.
要做后嗣。
And to suffer with the Lord.
要与主一同受苦。
And to be glorified with him.
要与他同得荣耀。
And then the Apostle Paul says.
然后使徒保罗告诉我们。
He said, look at the whole creation.
他说请我们看一看所有的受造之物。
Look at all these birds.
你看这些天空的鸟
Look at all the dogs.
看见地上的走兽
yeah,
狗
They are waiting for something to happen.
他们等待一件事的发生
They are waiting for men and women to be good.
他们等候 男人和女人变成好的。
They're waiting for men and women to be something that God intended for them to be.
他们一直在等候地上的人能够成为神起初要人活出来的样子。
That kind of bring us back to the beginning of Genesis.
那就把我们带回到起初的创世纪。
Yeah, remember, when God created Adam and Eve.
我们记得当神创造亚当和夏娃的时候。
He want them to actually grow up so that they have an image of Christ.
他望
image of Christ and image of God.
他盼望他们能够长大，反映出神儿子基督的形象和神的形象。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
Also to take care of the birds, take care of the dogs and cats, take care of any living things.
并且要他们照顾空中的飞鸟，地上的猫和狗，还有所有的事情。
And they failed. Adam and Eve failed.
亚当和夏娃失败了。
So even today, at the time of Apostle Paul.
直到今天，在到了使徒的保罗的时代。
He felt that we're not good enough.
他感觉了我们人类不好。
And he felt that dogs and cats and all these living things are waiting for us to be good.
他发现了所有受造的活物都在等候人类能够恢复。
Yeah, so that they are waiting for these people to actually have the glory of the Lord.
他们等候这些人呢能够彰显出主的荣耀来。
They don't see it, so they sigh. They groan.
因为他们看不见，所以他们就叹息。
And then Apostle Paul says, we groan also.
然后使徒保罗讲了，我们这些人也叹息。
Now, why do we groan?
为什么我们叹息？
We groan because we don't feel we are good enough.
因为我们感觉我们自己不好，所以我们叹息。
We don't feel that we have the image of Christ.
因为我们感觉我们里面没有基督的形象。
We know that we are not like what God created us to be.
我们自己知道我们不是像神造我们要的那个样式。
To have His image.
我们能够彰显他的形象。
And then we also groan because we are not really going in the right direction. We are not.Have making good progress.
我们也为着我们没有走在对的方向，没有好的进展，我们在叹息。
Yeah, and then we also feel that this body of death always constrains me.
而且我们总是感觉这个取死的身体一直限制我。
So not only the dogs and cats groan, we groan too.
所以不仅猫和狗在那里叹息，我们也叹息。
So the third thing, the Holy Spirit groan.
第三个叹息呢，乃是圣灵的叹息。
You know, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, when he sees us not really going in the right direction.
当圣灵，就是神的灵，看见我们的光景，没有走在神要我们走的方向上。
Now, we have so much difficulties that we cannot overcome.
我们有那么多的难处，我们没有办法胜过。
So, the Holy Spirit groans.
所以圣灵在那里叹息。
The Bible is wonderful.
圣经何等的奇妙。
The Bible says, you know, we don't know how to pray.
圣经告诉我们说我们不知道怎么祷告。
And the Holy Spirit actually pray for us.
所以圣灵呢他就在为我们祷告。
Yeah, or you can say that the Holy Spirit are trying to teach us to pray.
或者这样说圣灵就一直试着要教导我们怎么祷告。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢?
That means we, you know, we try to beTry to be a person that pleases the heart of God.
我们试着要做一个人能够讨神的喜悦。
And we have so much difficulty.
但是我们有这么多难处。
And I find hard to proceed.
我发现我很难往前。
Now even if I want to proceed.
即便我想要往前。
There are so much baggage I don't want to give up.
然后还有很多的包袱是我放不下的。
So the Holy Spirit is groaning for me.
所以圣灵就为我在那里叹息。
Now the wonder is, I don't know how to pray.
很稀奇的就是我根本不知道该怎么祷告。
Because every time I pray for my own stuff.
因为每次我祷告我都是为我自己的事情祷告。
I pray, the Lord, you know, I only slept 2 hours last night. That's not good enough. I have to sleep 5 hours today.
我跟主说主啊我昨天晚上只睡了2个钟头不够所以今天晚上我要睡5个钟头。
You know, my wife always gives me trouble and I don't know how to deal with her. Lord, you have to help me.
主啊我的妻子总是给我难处我不知道怎么对 对付她，所以你一定要帮助我。
Yeah, you tell her something so the next time she could be more nicer to me.
啊，你请你跟她说话，好叫她下一次对我好一点。
So we don't know how to pray.
所以我们不会祷告。
We pray for stupid stuff.
我们为着那些好像很愚昧的事在祷告。
But the wonder is the Holy Spirit can teach us to pray.
但稀奇的是圣灵能够教导我们怎么祷告。
And even we don't know how to be taught, the Holy Spirit still will pray for us.
即便我们没有受教，圣灵还是为我们祷告。
I thank the Lord one thing, because oftentimes I don't know how to pray.
我为着一件事感谢主，因为常常我不知道怎么祷告。
So at night, at least I'll tell the Lord help me. I don't know what to say, what to pray.
所以在晚上我在主面前常常跟主说，主啊，我不知道怎么祷告，我不知道要说什么。
You know, the wonder is next morning.
稀奇的是。
It was clear to me what I should do.
每天早上起来，我该做什么变得很清楚。
So I think the Lord, I mean the Spirit has prayed for me.
所以我认为在晚上的时候圣灵为我祷告。
So dear brothers and sisters, we really have to be humble before the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们在圣灵面前，我们真正要谦卑下。
Yeah, we have to admit that we don't know how to pray.
我们必须要承认，主啊，我不会祷告。
And let him, Holy Spirit, teach us to pray.
让圣灵来在我们里面教导我们怎么祷告。
Yeah, teach us not only how to pray, but more importantly, what to pray.
不仅怎么祷告，更重要的，我们要祷告什么。
So this is what the Holy Spirit did for us.
这就是圣灵为我们做的事。
And then Apostle Paul says, you know, God knows what God will answer the Holy Spirit's prayer.
然后使徒保罗说呢，神一定回答圣灵的祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit knows the heart of God. The Holy Spirit will pray according to God's heart.
因为圣灵认识神的心意。而且圣灵是照着神来祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, I won't come back to this subject, but I really suggest you to ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to pray.
我要不再多讲这一个题目，但是我建议大家，每一个人都到圣灵面前，求圣灵教导我怎样祷告。
Yeah, he will tell you, he will tell me what to pray.
他要教你，教我。怎样祷告
？Yeah, and then the right after that, you know, after the Holy Spirit prays, something is happening.
然后当圣灵祷告之后呢，就有事发生了。
Is that all things that work together for good for those who love God?
他说，因为万事都互相效力，为着爱神之人的益处。
What that means is after the Holy Spirit prays, things are happening.
所以当圣灵为我们祷告就有事情发生。
You know, what happened?
发生什么事呢？
By the way, before that, you know, when the Holy Spirit pray for us, then things will only happen to those who are under two conditions.
当圣灵为我们祷告的时候，还是有条件的，有两个条件才会发生事情。
The one is that we love God.
一件就是我们爱神。
The second thing is we actually respect God's purpose.
第二件事情是我们真正的尊重神的旨意和目的。
So the Bible actually says, then the all things will happen for good for those who love God and who are called according to God's purpose.
所以主的话很清楚的这样讲到，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按着他的旨意被呼召的。
So two things. One thing.Is if you don't love God, then even when Holy Spirit prayed for you, you probably won't follow.
所以第一个事情就是，如果你不爱神，即便圣灵为你的祷告，事情发生了，你也不跟随。
Now the other thing is a little bit more serious.
另外一件事呢，可能更重要一点，更严肃一点。
He says we are called according to His purpose.
就是我们明白，我们是照着神的目的蒙召的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a big word.To according to God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，照着神的旨意蒙召，这不是一个 大话。
Yeah, it is something very, very practical.
这是一件非常实际的事情。
I believe all of us, if we pay attention to God, we know God's purpose.
我相信我们所有的人，只要我们留意神他在我们身上的目的，我们会明白的。
You know, I'm not talking about God's eternal purpose. That's a little too hard for everybody.
我不是讲到神永远的旨意，但可能对我们每一个人来讲，有一点太大了。
But you know that God has a purpose.
但是你知道神是有目的的神。
You know, when I live at home, God is actually with me.
我住在家里面，神与我同在。
And God has a purpose on me.
神在我身上有一个目的。
And God wants me and my wife to live in a way that honor him.
主要我和我的妻子过一个生活，叫神得尊重，得荣耀。
We can love each other, we can respect each other.
我们彼此相爱，我们彼此尊重。
And this is God's purpose for my family.
这是神对我家庭的那个旨意。
Now if I honor his purpose,
如果我尊重他这个目的
If I love him,
如果我爱神
then the Holy Spirit's prayer will cause something to happen.
那么圣灵为我的祷告就会使得一些事情发生
All things work together.
因为这所有的事他们都互相效力
Brothers and sisters, all things not only means my wife will cook a good dinner for me.
这所有的事不仅是为着我或就是让我妻子做我爱吃的东西。
All things means, even when my wife is not happy with me, now I can take it.
啊，这所有的事其中也包含着，啊，如果我的妻子对我不好，我能够接受。
You know, I can not only take it, I can take it from the Lord.
我不仅接受，而且我好像是从主那里接受了。
I can learn lessons from the Lord.
我可以从主那里学到功课。
I can love my wife, and I can learn lessons from my Lord.
我可以爱我的妻子。我从主那里学到功课。
More seriously,
更严肃一点说。
You know, the Lord wants me to suffer with him.
如果主要我与他一同受苦。
Thank the Lord, if I love him, if I love his purpose, go ahead.
感谢主，若是我爱他，我也爱他在我身上的带领的目的，那么请主你就做吧。
So, brothers and sisters, it's all things, including not only the wonderful things, but also things And you may not like.
这里万事不仅是那些我们觉得美好的事情，也包含了那些我不喜欢的事情。
And those things that you will suffer with the Lord.
啊，在那些事情里面，我们愿意与主一同受苦。
Remember, this is according to the purpose of God.
啊，请记得，这乃是照着神的目的的。
So when you take it, when you walk with it, you are suffering with the Lord.
所以，若是你接受，你愿意，那么你就与主一同受苦。
When we go through this,
当我们经过这些的时候
then come to verse 29.
我们就来到了29节。
We are conformed to the image of his son.
我们就效法他的儿子被磨成他儿子的形象。
So, dear brothers and sisters, to suffer with the Lord is the Holy Spirit's way and our Lord's way for us to be conformed to his image.
所以弟兄姊妹们与主一同受苦乃是圣灵的道路还有主的方式来把我们磨成他的形象。
If we are not willing to suffer with the Lord, then the Holy Spirit can only lead us to this much.
如果我们不愿意与主一同受苦那么圣灵引导我们呢只能引导到一个地步就停下
了。When you go on, when he wants to go on, we're not going with him.
他要再往前走我们是不会跟他的。
Now we cannot be conformed to the image of Christ.
所以我们就不可能被磨成基督的形象。
Yeah, now we may have the love, peace and joy.
我们可能有仁爱喜乐和和平。
But we will not have patience.
但是我们不会有忍耐。
Now we will not have kindness.
我们不会有良善。
Right?
是不是呢
?So this is how true it is that the Holy Spirit leads us, all things work together for us to be conformed to his image.
所以对于圣灵引导我们叫一切的事情为我们效力好使我们被磨成神儿子的形象这是非常具体非常真实。
Yeah. And then the result is not our head knowledge, the result is reality.
它在我们身上的结果就不是头脑的知识而是生命属灵的实际。
And your wife can see?
你的妻子可以看得出来
Your kids can see,
你的儿女看得出来
Your brothers and sisters can see
弟兄姊妹们也看得出来
The glory of the Lord shines from your life.
那个主的荣耀就从你的生命中照射出来。
Now, from this verse on, I think Apostle Paul started to talk about something else.
从这一节再往前走，使徒保罗好像说其他的一件事情。
He talks about being overcomer.
如果你讲到得胜者。
Yeah, no, he talks about, you know, I should read it.
他所讲的，我想我应该读一下。
Yeah, let me see. If God is for us, who can be against us? Verse
31. 第三十一节，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
And who shall bring a charge against God's elect?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Shall tribulations or distress or persecutions or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
难道是患难，是困苦，是逼迫，是饥饿，是赤身露体，是危险吗？
Yet,
或是刀剑吗？
Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him the love us.
然而在这一切的事上，我们已经成为得胜有余了。
So Apostle Paul kind of turned his attention. He was talking about the image of Christ that we can be conformed. Now he's talking about overcoming.
他前面讲到我们跟随圣灵了，我们可以被磨成神儿子的形象，现在他讲另外一件事了。
To be conformed to the image of Christ, talking about our character.
磨成神儿子的形象是讲到我们的性格。
And talking about overcome is it is how do we deal with things.
讲到得胜呢，乃是讲到我们怎样处置一些的事情。
Yeah, the things, the difficulties, what he called tribulations, and the nakedness, and all these problems.
他讲到比如像患难或者赤身露体这些具体的事情。
Now, are these things going to stop us from following the Lord?
这些事情会阻止我，拦阻我们来跟随主吗？
Would tribulation stop me from following the Lord?
如果患难来了，会不会我就不跟随主了呢？
You know, with nakedness, I don't have enough things to wear, I don't have enough things to eat. Does that stop me from following the Lord?
如果我没有足够的吃的或者穿的，是不是他就拦阻我来跟从主了呢？
Apostle Paul says, by the love of God,We more than overcome.
但是使徒保罗说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上，我们已经得胜有余了。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Think about it. By the love of God, by the one who loves us.
感谢主，请弟兄姊妹们思想一下，靠着爱我们的主。
Yeah. So that.You know, this Roman chapter 8, the latter half of it, used to be hard for me.
罗马书第八章的后面这一半，以往一直对我来讲都是好难的。
It's easier for me to read, to understand the early part of it.
这对我来讲前面这一半呢比较容易领会。
But this time, when I realized, when you are willing to accept this thing called suffering with Christ.
但是我开始领略，若是我愿意与基督一同受苦。
Yeah, and then you want to be sons of God.
而且你愿意做神的儿子。
And you're willing to be the inheritors with Christ.
你愿意与基督一同做承受产业的。
You're willing to suffer with Christ.
你愿意与基督一同受苦。
And then the second half of Romans 8 makes sense.
那么罗马书第八章的第二部分呢就开始有意义了。
And not only makes sense, but it's so, glorious.
不仅有意义，而且是如此的荣耀。
It tells us how we can be transformed to the image of Christ.
他告诉我们说，我们怎么样能够被改变成为神儿子的形象。
And it tells us how to overcome.
而且告诉我们如何能够胜过。
And not only overcome, but more than overcome.
不仅胜过，而且是得胜有余的。
So I thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢主。
Now, when you think about this, you say, what does that have to do with the church?
当我们 读了这些，我们要问，这跟教会有什么关系？
Now, I just want to say a couple of things.
我只要讲几件事情。
Now, the church may be glorified with Christ.
教会要与主一同得荣耀。
Right. The church means just you and me together.
教会呢，是多数的人，是你和我在一起。
So when we individually being led by the Holy Spirit, like what they did,the second part of Roman 8 says.
在罗马书第八章的第二部分呢，好像是我们个别的被圣灵引导进入这些经历。
But then if you look at the Apostle Paul's burden, you know that it's actually for the church.
但是若是我们知道保罗写这些呢，他的负担呢，实际上他是在讲教会。
So, as I already read at the beginning, two things. The first thing, okay, we can mention two things. One thing is Christ is formed in us.
好，就像我开头的时候读的经文叫基督成形在我们里面。
Right. So suppose we are willing to suffer with Christ.
若是我们假设我们愿意甘愿与主与基督一同受苦。
Yeah, just like Apostle Paul says, he wants to labor, you know, like childbirth. He's willing to do that.
就好像使徒保罗说他甘愿的为着教会再受生产之苦。
Yeah, and then Christ is formed.In brothers and sisters.
然后基督就成形在弟兄姊妹的身上。
So we see the glory of Christ in the church.
所以你就看见基督的荣耀在教会中彰显出来。
When other people came into the church,
当有外人走进教会，
they look at the older ones, they look at the younger ones.
看见年长的，看见年轻的。
These people are different.
这些人跟其他的人不一样。
These people are different from the people that I know in the world.
这些人跟我在世界上认识的人不一样。
And they worship God.
他们就敬拜神。
They probably don't know what they are worshiping, but they worship God.
他们可能不知道他们在敬拜什么，但是他们知道敬拜神。
Yeah. So the other thing is that we will actually appear with him in glory.
另外一件事就是我们要与他一同显在荣耀中。
I mean, let's talk about brothers and sisters all together.
弟兄姊妹这是讲到我们都一起与他显在荣耀中。
And then remember, Apostle Paul says that to fill up in my flesh what is behind in the affliction of Christ for his church.
我们记得使徒保罗讲到，在我肉身中为着教会补满基督患难的缺欠。
So when he does that,
当他这样做的时候
，When other brothers and sisters do that,
当其他的弟兄姊妹也这样实行的时候
，And then what happened is Christ will.Actually, everybody, actually, the glory will appear in their heart.
什么会发生呢？就是荣耀会在他们的心里面显出来。
And also, as Apostle said before, I read it before, that in chapter 3, Apostle Paul said, when Christ, who is our light, when he appears, we shall appear with him in glory.
并且另外一件就是我们看见在哥罗西书第三章里面讲到，当基督显现的时候我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀中。
So, brothers and sisters, you know, we ought to try it.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都应该要有这个企图心。
Yeah. Just try it. Just try it in the house of God.
我们来试一试在神的家中。
And you will see the result.
你会看见那个结果。
Yeah. And,Next, I want to ask this question, you know, what enables us to suffer with Christ?
接下来我要交通呢，什么使我们能够与基督一同受苦？
Yeah, I can think about four things.
我能想到的是四件事情。
The first thing is the God's love.
第一件事乃是神的爱。
You know, Apostle Paul has this wonderful statement in Galatians 2:20.
在加拉太书二章二十节，使徒保罗说了这样的话。
He said, "I have been crucified with Christ."
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
He's talking about himself.
他讲到他自己。
You know, he's talking about he's been crucified with Christ.
他讲到他已经与基督同钉十字架。
Brother, sister, he at the very end of that sentence, he said, "He loves me and gave himself for me."
在那一句话的最结束要结束的时候，他说的，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So I think the first first part of the sentence talks about something very great, very beautiful, that I have been crucified with Christ. No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
在这句话的开头讲到一件很大很奇妙的事情，就是我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I remember when I was a young Christian, this is the first verse I remember.
我记得在我刚得救的时候，这是我最先记住的一节经文。
I really loved it.
我非常喜爱。
But I found one thing.
但是我发现一件事。
It's very hard to be.
很难是。
No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
不再是我，乃是基督活在我里面。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Very hard to be.
很难成为那个事实。
But then I discover Apostle Paul actually tells us his own secret.
但是这句话后面使徒保罗就讲到他自己的那个秘诀。
He loves me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我。为我舍己。
So when Apostle Paul thought about that,
当使徒保罗一想到这个，
and he thought about how Christ has loved me,
他一想到基督是怎样爱我，
not only that, how he gave himself for me,
他怎样为我舍己，
he gave up himself,
他就放下自己。
I've been crucified with Christ,
所以我已经与他同死了。
No longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我，
But Christ lives in me.
但是基督活在我里。
So the first secret is God's love.
所以第一个那个秘诀乃是神的爱。
So、why can we suffer with him?
为什么我们不能与他一同受苦？
Why can we? How
can we suffer with him? 我们怎么样能够与他一同受苦呢？
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
And that's just individual. I have been crucified with Christ.
这是我们个人，就是我已经与他同钉十字
架。And then we are
那么我们一同来到他的跟前。
Again, Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
在哥林多后书第五节 第五章。
Yeah. That the love of the Christ constrains me.
基督的爱激励我。
You know, we think the one died for all, and we have all died.
因为我想呢，一位为我们死，我们众人就都死了。
So today we live, we no longer live to ourselves.
所以今天我们活着，不再是为自己活了。
But to him who has died and risen for us.
乃是为那位为我死而复活的主来活。
So about him, crucified with Christ is just he himself, Apostle Paul.
我们知道。与他同钉十字架，那只是保罗他个人的事。
But here he talks about one died for all, and all have died.
但是在哥林多后书第五章讲到，一人既为众人死，众人就都死了。
And then he said, you know, now we live, we do not live to ourselves.
我们想呢，若是我现在活着，我就不再为自己活了。
Now in some translation says we do not live for ourselves.But some other translation which I like is live to ourselves.
中文讲到是为自己活，但是有一个翻译呢是讲到向着自己活。
Yeah, that means me is finally my purpose.
向着自己活是什么意思呢？就是我做事情一切的目的都是我自己。
And then to live to him, meaning he is my purpose.
那么如果我是向着他而活呢，那么他是我生活的目的了。
So,The love of Christ compels us.
所以呢，基督的爱在推着我们，激励我们。
One died for all, and all have died.
一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
So from now on, we are not living just for myself.
所以
to myself.
所以从今以后，我不再为我自己，不向着我自己活了。
But to him who has died and risen for me.
乃是向着那为我死而复活的主活。
So the first thing that enables us to suffer with Christ is his love.
所以第一个使我们能够与基督一同受苦的乃是主的爱。
And the second is the grace of the Lord.
第二个乃是主的恩典。
Now we all remember what in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Apostle Paul has a thorn in his back.
我们记得在哥林多后书十二章里面，保罗讲到他身上有一根刺。
And he prayed to the Lord, but the Lord didn't remove that.
他向神求，但是神却没有把他挪去。
And the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you."
主告诉他说，我的恩典是够你用的。
My strength is perfected in the weakness.
我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Dear brothers and sisters, how many times we feel so weak?
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们有多少次感觉非常软弱？
Not only physical.
不一定都是肉身上，
But under various situations,
但是在不同的情况底下，
you know, in the church, now I have some grudges with a brother.
如果我们在教会里面跟人有过不去，
you know, my brother, I think he really shortchanged me.
我认为这个弟兄对不起我。
Now, if this is a serious matter, he never will say sorry to me.
对我来讲，这是一件很严肃的事情，但他从来不认错。
I didn't do anything wrong. I actually have given him all the room, but then he did this to me.
我没有做任何亏待他的事情，反而我做了很多好的事情，但是他就是不领情。
I couldn't stand it.
我就没有办法忍受。
I cannot approach him to say I'm sorry.
我不能到他面前去跟他说啊，对不起。
Dear brothers and sisters, I know it probably has not happened to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我知道可能这些事在你身上从没有发生过。
But I believe also that it has happened to some.
但是我也相信在有一些人身上你确实经历过。
And sisters, what do we do?
弟兄姊妹，碰到这个事情我们怎么办？
It's so hard to yield.
这件事好难处理。
It's so hard to,
顺服。
To be obedient.
我们很难啊服下来。
But, brothers and sisters, we have to remember,This is for the Lord, this is not for me.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们一想到这不是向着我，不是为着我，而是向着主，为着主。
Right, we live to him, we don't live to me.
我是向着主而活，不是向着我而活。
And the grace of the Lord is sufficient.
而主的恩典是够我用的。
And because of that, I'm willing to approach this brother.
因着这个缘故，我就愿意去亲就近我的弟兄。
So brother, I may have offended you.
我跟弟兄讲说，弟兄，我可能得罪了你。
Yeah, I'm not careful enough.
我太不留意了。
And actually, I have thought about me too much.
实际上我一直都在想我自己。
You know, by the grace of the Lord, you and I, we are to be like brothers.
借着主的恩典，你和我，我们要像弟兄一样相
处。Brothers and sisters, this is very hard.
弟兄姊妹，这样的生活是很难的。
It could go on for half a month, a whole full month.
很可能这样子啊。一直持续半个月或者一整个月。
And for a long time you feel, hey, it's better that this brother will leave us.
可能有一个时候我们会想，最好这个弟兄离开我们。
Brothers and sisters, would that please the heart of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，那会叫主的心喜悦吗？
So, brothers and sisters, his grace is sufficient for us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主的恩典是够我们用的。
It permits us, it allows us to reconcile.
他使我们许可我们能够弟兄和好。
It allow a person with a high dignity, a person with a hard heart melt before him and before my brother.
这个恩典能够叫一个就自尊心很大很高啊，一个心很硬的人能够融化下来去和弟兄和好。
Brother, sister, you know something?
弟兄姊妹你知道吗？
When I yield,That brother also will yield.
当我服下来的时候，我的弟兄他就柔软下来了。
Try it next time.
下一次试试看。
It will work.
这一定有效。
So the third thing that causes us to be willing to suffer with Christ is the spirit of glory and of God.
第三件事情使我们能够与基督一同受苦，乃是神荣耀的灵。
Yeah, this is Apostle Peter said.
这是使徒彼得说的。
You know, if you are willing to suffer for the name of the Lord,
如果你愿意为主的名受苦
，and then the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God will rest upon you.
那么荣耀的灵就是神的灵要住在你身上。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we review the lives of these witnesses that we mentioned,
当我们来复习 我们所提到这些使徒们这些见证人他们的一生。
The Spirit of God and the Spirit of glory rest upon you, upon them.
神的灵就是神荣耀的灵住在他们的身上。
And the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God rest upon Moses.
神的灵神荣耀的灵住在摩西的身上。
And rest upon Elijah.
住在以利亚的身上。
The Lord took him up in a whirlwind.
主在旋风中取他升天，接他升天。
The Spirit of the Lord is delighted in him.
主的喜悦在他在他身上显出来。
Yeah. So dear brother and sister, what does the Spirit of God and the Spirit of glory in practice mean?
弟兄姊妹们，这神荣耀的灵和神的灵在实具体的事上是什么意思？
I think when I look at these witnesses in the past,
我想呢，我们从过去历史上这些见证人，
I think it simply means,
它的意义来是，
delighted in him.
乃是神在他们身上看神喜悦他们。
Yeah, God is satisfied with him.
神在他们身上满足了。
And the Spirit of God is delighted in him.
神的灵在他们身上得着了喜悦。
Brothers and sisters, this can happen to you, can happen to me every day.
弟兄姊妹们，这件事情呢，可以发生在你我，每天都可以发生在你我身上。
Especially in difficult situations.
特别是在最难的时刻。
As long as we are willing to suffer with the Lord.
只要我们愿意与主一同受。
And we feel sometimes a short change.
但是我们常常感觉亏欠。
And, 被亏欠。
我们常常感觉被人亏待了。
Yeah, we feel that we are 吃亏了。Yeah, so, but especially then, I mean, I'm willing to suffer with the Lord.
特别在我们愿意为主受苦的时候。
So God's heart is delighted.
神的心就喜悦。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God will miss nothing.
神的灵圣灵他绝不会错过任何一件事。
Every thought of yours, he sees.
在我们里面的每一个意念他都看见。
And every obedience in your heart, he sees.
每一个在我们心里面的顺服他都看见。
When he sees it, his heart is delighted.
当他看见了他的心就欢喜。
And the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God rests upon you.
所以神的灵神荣耀的灵就住在你的身上。
So, brothers and sisters, try it next time.
弟兄姊妹，下一次请试一试。
You know how true that is.
你知道那是多么的真实。
As long as we are willing to suffer with the Lord.
只要我们愿意与主一同受苦。
The Spirit of glory is upon you.
荣耀的灵就在你身上。
Now, the fourth thing that really enables us to suffer with the Lord are the testimony, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
第四件事情就是使我们能够愿意与主一同受苦的，乃是有见证，许多的见证人如同云彩围绕着我们。
You know, you got Abraham walking with you.
像亚伯拉罕与主同行。
And with you.
与我们同行。
And you got Moses walking with you.
我们有摩西与我们同行。
You got David walking along you.
大卫也跟我们一起同行。
You got Daniel.
我们也有但以理与我们同行。
And all these wonderful people.
这些伟大的人物。
And you get Apostle John.
还有使徒约翰。
You know, he noticed so much about the suffering of Christ.
他对于主的苦难是那样的深刻的认识。
And you know you have this Peter walking with you.
你也知道彼得也与你同行。
He failed so many times.
他失败了好多次。
But the Lord recovered him.
但是神却恢复了他。
And he decided himself that he will walk with the Lord to suffer with him.
所以他就自己下了决心要与主同行，与他一同受苦。
And you see our dear Apostle Paul walking with you.
我们也看见我们亲爱的使徒保罗弟兄，他也跟你同行。
So we are surrounded by witnesses.
所以我们是被见证人所围绕的。
We are not alone.
我们一点都不孤单。
You know, not only those in the past,
不仅是过去的历史的人物，
but also those in the future,
并且那些将来要来的。
You know, one of these days on Mount Zion, standing with the Lamb,
有一天我们看见羔羊站在锡安山。
There are 144,000.
在那里有144,000 人。
They are overcomers.
他们乃是得胜者。
They are conquerors.
他们是得胜的。
And they
胜过了。
They are the first fruits.
他们乃是出熟的果子。
They have the image of Christ.
他们有基督的形象。
And brother and sister, you know something? You are walking with them.
弟兄姊妹们，你会发现你跟他们同行。
So you are surrounded.By witnesses.
所以我们被见证人所围绕。
Witnesses in the past.
过去的见证人。
Witnesses in the future.
将来的见证人。
And one of these days, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，有一天。
If we walk with the Lord.
若是我们与主这样同行。
Faithfully.
我们忠心的。
Willing to suffer by the grace of God, suffer with him.
靠着神的恩典，我们甘心与主一同受苦。
And I'm sure.The Lord will, I mean, you will see you there, will see me there.
我很确定你我可能我们都会在其中。
We may fear that, you know, it's only 144,000.
我们想呢那个只有144,000人。
Now we probably here, we have 300 or 400 already.
如果我们算今天这边有300-400人。
It won't work.
可能闻不到我。
But 144 means 12 times 12.
但是144它是12乘12。
It means a full number times full number.
它是一个丰满的数字再乘一个丰满的数字。
It means that God's heart is he wants to see full set of those who follow him.
它的意义乃是说我们看见神他的心中要做成的乃是丰满的跟随他。
Yeah, he would not, I mean, if we have so many people, he would notstart to choose, oh, Sunshine will go there, Ted will not go there. He will not say that.
他不会说这么多人 在我们中间呢 ,Ted 可以选上那个 Sunshine 选不上。
That's not possible. But so, brothers and sisters, you see something, God's so delighted to see us there.
但是当你我这样跟随主我们能够与主站在一起的时候父的心是何等的欢喜。
So, brothers and sisters, I hope you see that this is the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我盼望大家看见，这乃是神的心。
From the time God created Adam and Eve.
当神创造亚当夏娃开始。
From the time he called Abraham.
从他呼召亚伯拉罕起。
From the time he gave the responsibility to Moses.
当他把使命托付给摩西的时候。
From the time he led David.
从他带领大卫的时候。
And from the time the Lord Jesus came.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候。
And at the time that John followed the Lord.
然后呢约翰开始跟随主。
Suffer with him.
他们都跟与主一同受苦。
Peter followed the Lord and suffered with him.
彼得跟随主与主一同受苦。
Paul followed the Lord and suffered with him.
保罗跟随主与主一同受苦。
And 2,000 years.
在这2000年了。
How many brothers, how many sisters followed the Lord and suffered with the Lord?
有多少许多的弟兄姊妹们他们爱主跟随主与主一同受苦。
And the Lord is looking to you and looking to me to do the same.
今天主看着你和我盼望我们也同样的跟随。
And he wants to bless you, he wants to bless me.
他要祝福你也祝福我们。
And he wants you and me to be a blessing to other people.
他盼望你和我都成为别人的祝福。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we really thank you. We really praise you.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
These many years, your heart never changed.
这许多年来，你的心意从来没有改变。
From day one until now.
从第一天直到如今。
Lord, your love to your people, your wonderful expectation for them never changed.
主啊，你爱你的百姓，你对你百姓的期望从来没有改变过。
Lord, we thank you over the generations and the centuries.
主啊，一代一代，一个世纪又一个世纪以来。
And you have raised so many people to follow you.
你兴起了许多的人来跟从你。
And they warmed your heart.
他们赢得了你的心。
And so, Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
主啊，所以我们感谢赞美你。
And these days, you are so gracious.
在这些日子中，你是何等的有恩典。
And you actually call us to follow you as well.
你也实在的呼召我们来跟从你。
And to suffer with you and to be glorified with you.
来与你一同受苦，也要与你一同得荣耀。
Lord, we pray that by your grace that we respond.
主啊，我们求你借着你的恩典，让我们对你有回应。
Lord, bless your people. Bless my dear brothers and sisters.
主啊，祝福你的百姓，祝福我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.